USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell responds to tweets and comments from President Trump today on Capitol Hill.
Well, the president's not a racist. The president's not a racist. And I think the tone of all of this is not good for the country. But it's coming from all different ideological points of view. That's the point. To single out any segment of this, I think, is a mistake.
And the Dow lost 24 points today. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
President Trump says his administration is going to look into possible dealings between Google and the Chinese government. This as PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel accused Google of possible treason for working with Beijing. A report from the CDC finds that deaths from unintentional injuries have been rising in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
We know that violence is responsible for a lot of American deaths, but this new report finds deaths from unintentional injuries have increased over the past two decades. In fact, they're up by 40% between 1999 and 2017. The three leading causes of these kinds of death: traffic accidents, drug overdoses, and falls. The CDC says the spike in deaths may be largely due in part to the nation's opioid crisis, which not only causes overdoses, but can lead to traffic accidents, falls, and other sorts of accidents.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As more and more people are smuggling large quantities of drugs from Mexico into the United States, many people wonder what can be done and where all these drugs end up. J. Todd Scott is a DEA agent, and he tells me that the drugs that flow across the border from Mexico, they end up in all different parts of the United States.
Arizona, which is also where I've worked, Texas, I mean, these are gateways to the problems that we're seeing back east. You know, nowadays, you know, fentanyl and heroin, problems that have become so prevalent and have been so focused on, all of that fentanyl and heroin, or most of it, you know, comes through these border regions, and that's how it gets east. And you know, the opioid crisis overall is something that I have worked both here on the border and in Kentucky, where I'm from. And I have a book coming out next year that is set in Kentucky that deals a lot with that. It's another crime novel, but it uses the opioid crisis as a backdrop. And, you know, at the end of the day, these cartels, they're money-making enterprises, and right now, unfortunately, in society, there's a lot of money to be made in drug trafficking.
J. Todd Scott is author of the book This Side of the Night, where he deals with the Mexican drug cartel in a fiction way. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.